The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. 100 years ago, poet Carl Sandburg published a poem called Chicago, probably his most famous. They tell me you are wicked, and I believe them, for it is true I have seen the gunman kill and go free again, he wrote. But he goes on to write, I turn once more to those who sneer at this my city and say to them, here is a tall, bold slugger set vivid against the little soft cities. Well, now, Chicago may have produced a worthy successor.
We're pushed off diving boards into bloody mistakes.
After this. Chicago's new Carl Sandburg may well be Malcolm London. He's from Chicago's Austin neighborhood, where he talked with CBS correspondent Dean Reynolds.
Is this a violent street?
Can I say that a lot of times I was afraid that I wouldn't make it home every day?
Carl Sandburg was 36 when he wrote Chicago. Malcolm London is 20 years old and has been writing poems for about 5 years. But his poetry readings are already attracting national audiences.
Reading textbooks is stressful, but reading does not matter when you feel your story is already written, either dead or getting booked.
London's mentor is Kevin Koval, founder of a poetry competition called Louder Than a Bomb.
I would say Malcolm's one of the most important voices in Chicago.
And why would that be?
He's seen the whole city for what it is. He's angry, but his anger is directed in positive directions.
Like talking about poetry to school kids, kids who are certainly well-versed in the poetry of rap, but he tries to get them to aim a little higher.
But I'm saying that poetry or art is like...
It's a higher level.
Yeah, right.
Not that it's going to change the world.
But I do think when kids start writing those poems and people start listening to those things, then they'll actually know what's going on inside these kids' heads.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.